November 14, 1926. By not following the divine will in the creation, the soul would lack the reflection of its works. Great graces are needed for the sanctity of living in the holy will. I was doing my usual acts in the divine will, and I thought to myself, if I spent one day without doing these acts, what would be the good I would lose and the evil I would do? And my always lovable Jesus told me, my daughter, do you know what you would do? By not doing your acts in my will, you would lack the reflection of all creation. And because you would lack its reflection, on that day the heavens would not extend within you, the sun would not rise, the sea would not flow in you, the new flowering would not bloom over your earth, nor could the joy, the music, the singing of the inhabitants of the air, and the sweet symphony of the spheres, be heard in you. My will would not find its echo in you, therefore it would feel the sorrow that, on that day, the little daughter of its volition did not give it the return of a heaven for love of it, because she lacked the reflection of its heaven. She did not make the sun rise in return for its eternal light. She did not let it hear the sea flowing, nor its sweet murmuring, nor the darting of the mute inhabitants of the waves. My will would feel all of its acts, the reflection of its works, missing in you, nor could it form its echo in you. And in its sorrow, it would say, ah! Today my little daughter has not given me a heaven as I have given, nor a sun, a sea, flowers, singing, music and joy, as I have given to her. So, she has gone out of my likeness. Her notes have not harmonized with mine. I have loved her with many manifestations and with so much ruling love, she did not see what she would do. My will would not tolerate in you, its little daughter, the void of its works. On hearing this, I said, my Jesus, my love, may it never be that I give this sorrow to your adorable will. You will help me, you will give me more grace, and I will be more attentive in order to receive this reflection, this echo, which your holy will produces in the whole creation, that I may correspond with mine. Jesus, continuing, added, you must know that great graces are needed in order to form in the soul the sanctity of living in my will. The other sanctities can be formed with little graces, because it is not an immense and eternal will that they have to embrace and possess, but its little particles, its commands, its shadow. On the other hand, this soul must possess my will as her own life. She must court it and make of its acts her own acts. Therefore, seas of graces are needed in order to form this sanctity. My will must be allocated in order to extend its own sea in the depth of the soul, and then extend the other sea from the soul herself, so as to receive that which befits its sanctity, its unending light, its immensity without boundaries. The good will of the soul is nothing but the bottom of the sea which, forming the shore, surrounds the waters in order to form the sea. My daughter, it takes much to sustain and preserve a divine will in the soul. And the divinity, knowing that the creature does not have equivalent things for a will so holy, will hold nothing back. Everything is placed in her, at her disposal, to form the sanctity of living in my will. God Himself acts as prime actor and spectator. My humanity gives everything, everything it did, suffered and conquered, which are endless seas, as help of this sanctity, fully divine. The Queen Mama herself places her seas of grace, of love and of sorrow at her disposal, as help, and she feels honored that these may serve as supreme will in order to accomplish the sanctity of the eternal fiat in the creature. Heaven and earth want to give, and they do give, because, feeling completely invested by this will, they desire, they yearn to help the fortunate creature to fulfill the purpose of creation, the order of the sanctity that the Supreme will wanted from the creature. Therefore, nothing will you lack on the part of your Jesus. More so, since this is my long desire, wanted, yearned for and longed for as long as 6,000 years, to see our image reproduced in the creature, our sanctity impressed, our will operating, our works enclosed in her, and our fiat fulfilled. I wanted the enjoyment and to take the pleasure to see our reflector in the creature. Otherwise, creation would be without delight, without amusement, without harmony for us. Our echo would not find the way through which to resound, our sanctity a place on which to be impressed, our beauty a place in which to shine, our love a place into which to pour itself. Our wisdom and mastery would find no place in which to operate and unfold. Therefore, all of our attributes would remain hampered in their work, because they would not find the right material with which to form the work, to have their reflector. On the other hand, my will disposes the soul in whom it reigns to become suitable material, so that our attributes may carry out their delightful crafting.